All right, well, let's remain standing and honor God's word. Turn to Exodus. I've already read it to you, but turn to Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Highlight this one or mark it down. It's a good verse. I think it's a Bible drill verse, isn't it, kids? Yeah, Exodus 20, 12. It's a Bible drill verse. We definitely want to teach kids this verse. Exodus 20, 12. It says, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Let's pray. Lord, again, we come to you, and Lord, we want to honor you this morning by digging into your word and talking about this verse. And what does this mean? Practically, what does this mean? What did it mean when it was wrote down? And just, Lord, let us convey the seriousness that you took this verse. And we don't probably talk about it enough, but this was serious stuff. And Lord, so in that it's so important and so serious, let us honor you. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. All right, so no surprise, today's Family Sunday, and kids are staying in with us. I'm glad about that. We'll take communion. But I want to talk, 2 months ago, we talked about fathers and the role of fathers and husbands in the household, and how that is a huge, huge responsibility, men. That God ordained it, the man to be the head of his household. Last month, we talked about the proverbial mother and the role of a wife and mother in the household, and what does that look like? It's outlined great in Proverbs chapter 31. And today, I want to talk of the responsibility of kids to their parents. And like I said to the kids up there, and I said to you guys, this isn't, a lot of times when we talk about honoring our father and mother, we immediately pawn it off on the teenagers or the kids that are here. If you're still breathing right now, you have a father or mother somewhere. And maybe you talk to them, maybe you don't. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but we're still, it's our responsibility to honor them. And by honoring them, we are honoring God's word, and we're honoring the seriousness that he took with this. So where Exodus 20:12 here, what is this? This verse is what? What do we call this? One of the what? Ten Commandments. So God took it serious. That right off the bat tells us how serious he took this. That it was in one of the Ten Commandments that he gave to the nation of Israel. So it's a huge thing. So what I want to talk to you is, what does it mean to honor your parents? I shared this with the kids, but the Greek word for honor means to revere or prize or value. So it's giving them respect because of the rank that they hold. We may not agree with every decision that someone above us makes, but we have to respect it. And so God is telling them here, the Greek word is to respect it, to value, to honor their position of authority that God has put over you. The Hebrew word for honor literally means to make heavy. And in other words, don't take your parents lightly. You shouldn't take your parents lightly. They should be significant in your life. They should mean something to you. And you should give them the respect and reverence that they deserve. Now, right off the bat, you may be here and you may say, hold on now. You don't know my parents. You don't know my parents. You want me to give respect and reverence? He didn't say honor your parents. Honor your parents if they deserve it or if they've earned it. What did he say? Honor your parents. And he gives a promise there that if you honor your father and mother, that your days may be long. He gives an example there that we don't find anywhere else. It ends in a promise. There's no other commandment there that ends in a promise. This one does. So whether we feel like they deserve it or not is not into question. How we feel about it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's there. So he doesn't give us a disclaimer. So children of all ages, whether they're 1 or 2 or 80, should honor their parents. Regardless if they deserve it or not, that is a commandment. That is a commandment. All right, so the second question you could be, and I think about these as I'm preparing this. Well, what about when we marry? Doesn't the Bible say, what does the Bible say? Doesn't it say we separate? Genesis 2:24. It says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they'll become one flesh. So yes, it says we separate from our parents. We should be separate from our parents and forming our own household. So you shouldn't live in your parents' basement when you're 40 years old. You should have your own place. You should be responsible. Get a job. If God is leading you to marry, marry. By doing that, by serving the Lord, what are you doing for your parents? You're honoring them. You're honoring them. So it brings up really two questions here. Why should we really do this? Well, one, I kind of already answered, because God told us to. And if he told us to, we need to do it, right? We need to do it. But why? Why should we do this? All right, it has lasting implications on the family. When we honor our parents, it teaches our kids to honor those in positions of authority above them. Because what our kids see us do is what they are going to do. And I think we could all agree that children today in the school system, or it doesn't really, regardless of age, there's a real problem in our society with authority. That kids do not like authority. I've seen YouTube videos of the way that some kids treat their teachers at school and the things that they say to their teachers at school or administrators at school. I've seen videos of high school kids punching, literally fighting their teachers, punching their teachers at school. If I would have done that, my father would have tanned my hide. We should tan our kids' hides when they don't respect people above them or honor them, the authority. So if we don't honor our parents and those that God has placed above us, what are we teaching our kids to do the same thing? Because they're going to watch us. When children have a lack of respect for their parents and the authority above them, that shows. It shows in society. When kids don't know who their father is, you can look up the statistics. Crime increases. The likelihood of them being in prison increases. Proverbs 30:17 says this: "The eye that mocks a father and scorns to obey a mother will be picked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the vultures." Whoa, that is serious. Let me say this again. This is what Solomon says. The eye that mocks a father and scorns to obey a mother will be picked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the vultures. Now, why in the world would Solomon use such strong language there about mocking your parents or not honoring them? Because God's word takes it serious. Turn to Leviticus. Leviticus 20, verse 9. We think about, and you may not know this morning, hopefully I'm going to teach you something this morning in this. This is serious stuff in the Old Testament if you didn't honor your parents. It was serious, and it should be taken just as serious today. Maybe not with the consequences you're going to learn, but Leviticus 29 says this: "For anyone who curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood is upon him." Be put to death. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 21. Deuteronomy 21. A couple of chapters over, or back over. Deuteronomy 21, 18 through 21. 18 through 21. It says this. Think about yourself as you're reading this. I did. "If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they discipline him, will not listen to him, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city gate of the place where he lives. And they shall say to the elders of his city, 'Our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard.' Then all the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall purge the evil from your midst, and all Israel shall hear and fear." Whoa. So you're telling me not honoring your parents and cursing them, that was a capital punishment offense. You were stoned to death if you did that. What should that tell us today? Should that tell us that if one of our kids talks back to us, or in a fit of anger, curses at us, that we should drag them outside and stone them? No. What that should tell us is how serious that God takes this. It was a capital offense. He takes it very, very serious. And if we don't honor those that God has placed above us, including our parents, our kids surely will not. So we have to take it serious. This is serious stuff. What are some consequences? Why should we do this? Turn to Ezekiel chapter 22. Ezekiel 22. We're going to be in verse 7 starting off. I'm going to read two verses, 7 and 15. Ezekiel 22:7 says this, "Father and mother are treated with contempt in you. The sojourner suffers extortion in your midst. The fatherless and the widow are wronged in you." So Ezekiel's saying, you're wrong. You've wronged them. You're not honoring them. What happens? Verse 15, when that happens, "I will scatter you among the nations and disperse you through the countries. I will consume your uncleanliness out of you." What can happen? He'll scatter. It has lasting impacts on a society when kids run around wild and rampant and not honoring their parents. He will scatter. What is that? Destruction. Destruction. Society, societal destruction, where society just falls apart. Why is that? Our God is a God of order. He is a God of order, and He has design in that order. What is God's design and order for the family? We've talked about this, but in the home, what is the order? The man is the head of the household. He's the head of the household. He has a wife. The children are under that. They're under that authority. In society, same way. God has placed or anointed superiors. He has placed them over in governing us, defending and teaching. We got teachers at schools, principals. You have city leaders, you have elders, you have government. Those are all people that God has placed in a position above you. Here's the thing. We honor them whether we like them or not. It doesn't mean you have to support them. It doesn't mean you have to support them. It means you honor their position of authority. Let me say, that does not happen right now in our country at all. At all. I'll tell you, 3 years later, I'm sick of seeing the "he's not my president" thing. That is not honoring God. We should, whether we agree with him or not, or whether you like him or not, God has placed him in that position. He may have, I don't know God's mind. There could be multiple reasons why he's been placed there, but we should honor that. He's been put in a position above us. Same at a local level. If you disagree with the school teacher, go and have a nice sit-down conversation with her. 9 times out of 10, it's your kid being rotten. It's not the teacher's fault. So you should honor the teacher that's put in that position or the principal. Hey, there's things that I don't like. Trust me, I will call the school and I'll have a discussion with them about it in an honoring, respectful way. I don't go in there and flip over tables. I'd be in jail. Or I don't talk about them on social media or bash them. I go eye to eye with them, face to face, and I say, I got a problem here. We need to talk about this. But I honor them in the position that they've been put over. That doesn't mean I can't vote them out if I don't like them, because that's what we can do if I don't like the answer. Romans 13:1 says this, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God." So when we don't honor those in authority above us, what happens? There's strife, there's conflict, and there's sin. Guys, that's a picture of our country right now politically. It just is. You have two parties, neck and neck, fighting it out. Because nobody honors anybody else. There should be honor also. That's in society. There should be also honor in a body of Christ. 1 Timothy 5:17. "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who serve in preaching and teaching." Now, I'm not reading this verse this morning so you fawn over me or Josh or any of our elders. That's not why I'm saying that. I'm reading it, you know why? Because it's in God's word. And that's what he says. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen a lot in a lot of churches. That doesn't happen. And there's constant conflict. Let me say, the best way that you can show respect or honor to our deacons and elders at Crossbridge, you know the number one way you can do that? By praying for us. By praying for us. By praying for us. That's it. Not by giving us cards, which is nice to get a card or whatever, but just by praying for us. By praying for us. And here's the thing. Know that God has put us here. My dad used to say, look, I brought you into this world. I can take you out. Right? God's put us here. He can surely take us out. He can surely take us out. So that should be a warning to us also. That should be a warning to us. Hebrews 13:17. I've read this verse before, but it says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for keeping watch over your souls as those who will give an account. That's a huge responsibility. The one day that our elders will stand before God and give an account on how we shepherd the flock. That is a huge responsibility. Here's what he says for the church responsibility. Let them do that with joy. Let us be joyful in that we're serving the Lord and not with groaning. And that would be of no advantage to you. So God has put, you notice here, their structure. Their structure in the household. Their structure in society, the way God wants it. Their structure in the church, the way God wants it. Their structure there. And we should honor that. All right, what's another reason why we should do this? If I mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to follow up on it. If our kids see us honor our parents, guess what they're going to do? They're going to honor us. Luke 6:38 says this. Luke 6:38 says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So when we give, now here's the thing. God knows the thoughts and intentions of our heart. We should never do anything, ever. We should never do something because we want to receive. We should do it because we want to honor God. And when our motives are right and we do that because we want to honor God, what happens? It will be given. It will be given. How many of you have ever, when I was a kid, we had these old mom and dad had this old record player. And they had some of these records that were like old fairy tales. I think my favorite when I was a kid was Hansel and Gretel. You guys probably heard that story. But they had these old record players. And there's a fairy tale, and it's called The Old Man and His Grandson. Anybody ever heard that story? So there was this older gentleman that would sit at the dinner table, and he lived with his son and his wife and their young son. And he was older in age, and so he'd shake, and he had tremors, and he would spill his food at the dinner table when he was trying to eat. And his daughter-in-law didn't like it. You're ruining my tablecloth. So she moved him away from the table and put him over off to the side by himself. And she gave him a bowl to eat out of, and he would eat out of his bowl, and he'd shake, and food would get all over. And one day he broke the bowl. He dropped the bowl, and he broke it, and food went everywhere. And she said, you know what? If you want to eat like a pig, we're going to treat you like a pig. So her and her husband, his son, made him a wooden trough to eat out of. And a couple weeks later, they saw, this is horrible, right? You're thinking, why is he telling this story? It's horrible. And a couple weeks later, they see his son playing with wood. And they said, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm just making a trough for you and mom when you guys get older. He was seeing how his parents was treating him. And you know what happened? They moved him back to the dinner table that day. There was a lesson there. So how we treat our parents and how we honor them is how our kids are going to treat and honor us. As Scripture says, the same measure will be used. So my question this morning is, what measure are you using when honoring your parents and the people in positions of authority above you? The same measure is going to be used back on you. All right, second thing, how? All right, now we know why we should do it, because God tells us to do it. It's not an option. Well, how do we do this? So I mentioned earlier that we talked a few weeks ago about the proverbial mother and woman, right? Well, today in Proverbs, there's a whole bunch of stuff for children. And so it's the proverbial child almost. The first thing, how do we honor our parents? Living righteously. How we live our lives. Proverbs 23, turn to Proverbs 23, 24 through 25. Proverbs 23, 24 through 25. It says this, "The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. He who fathers a wise son will be glad in him." What is that a picture of? That is a picture of proud parents. They're proud. And what are they proud of? What are they proud of? A child who lives a wise and righteous life, who uses wisdom, and they live out what they're learning in here. Righteous living, living righteously, only comes from living a life in tune with God and His Word. Only comes from what you read it and you apply it. Book of James, I was reading the book of James this week. You read it, put it into practice. If it says it, do it. It's no use reading it if you don't do it. So living righteously, living righteously. This is written with God-fearing parents in mind. If you want to live righteously and you want to honor your parents, well, hey, whether your parents are believers or not, live righteously. That's still to God honoring them. Live righteously. Live the way according to His Word and in His Word. Next thing, how do we do this? How do we honor our parents? It's our responsibility to protect them. Proverbs 19:26. "He who does violence to his father and chases away his mother is a son who brings shame and reproach." Now, what does that mean? I mean, it's kind of like, what is he talking about there? Well, in that time, when Solomon was speaking, children would work on their parents' farm. They would live together, they would work together, and the children would grow up. You remember the parable that Jesus taught about the young man who went away, wanted his inheritance, right? And he went away and squandered it all. So what would happen is they would work for their parents until they died, and then that farm or that land would become their inheritance. It would pass on to them. So here's what's happening is the children that Solomon's talking about kick their parents off the farm. They do violence to them. Maybe they kill them or they get rid of them. Why? So they can have it for themselves. They're exploiting their parents. They're using their parents. Instead of exploitation or exploiting them, we should be protecting them. We should care for them. We shouldn't be trying to think about what can I get out of my parents? How can I swindle this or do that? Or what can, man, or the Lord forbid that you would think, I can't wait till my parents pass away so I can get what they want. You know, and then one day you're going to wake up or get what they have. You're going to wake up one day and go, man, I wish I had my dad here that I could call him and talk to him. So we should be protectors of them. You know, older parents are older, they're vulnerable. We get vulnerable as we get older. We do. And I read this, $40 million a year is exploited and ripped off of senior citizens. We need to protect them. We need to be there for them. It's our responsibility. We honor them when we do that. Next, how do we talk to them? How do we talk to them? Proverbs 20:20. I love this verse too. "He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in utter darkness." Obviously, we shouldn't curse our parents. We shouldn't talk down to them. It doesn't matter how old they are, how young we are. How we talk to our parents means something. You know, I'm usually pretty easygoing at home, but boy, I'll tell you, if there's one thing that will set me off like a Roman candle, it's if the kids are getting upset and they talk bad to me. It don't happen very often, but if they kind of bull up and I'm telling them to do something and they talk back, boy, my temperature will get high. And we should never do that. How we talk to them means something. What is the picture in this verse? The picture of a lamp going out through Proverbs is what? What is that a picture of? It's a picture of a person's life being cut short. So we have an opportunity here in how we talk with our parents. And people above us. I keep saying that because that's focal to this. That people that are in positions of authority above us. Do we speak curses upon them or do we bless them? Do we embrace a lifestyle that has hatred and contempt for our parents? If you do, You know what Solomon says? Your own life is at risk. Your own life is at risk. Words hurt. What comes out of our mouth, it hurt. It hurts. It hurts people. Bless. Speak blessings, not curses. For some of you, it will take God's grace to help you speak blessings to your parents because of how they have treated you. But once again, there's no disclaimer there. What are we supposed to do? Bless, not curse. Bless, not curse. All right, last thing here. How do we do this? I talked about this a few weeks ago. This is one of the saddest things that personally I see. And we just have to do something about it. I don't know what the action plan is. I don't know. Maybe you can think with me on this. We got to pay attention to them. We got to pay attention to them. You know, life's busy. We get busy. I know. I get busy. You guys are busy. Life gets busy. We can't use that as an excuse. Proverbs 23:22 says this. Proverbs 23:22. It says, listen to your father and mother who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she's old. Listen to your father and mother who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Well, you know, I told you guys know this, but my grandmother passed away a few weeks ago. She was 96 years old, taught Bible study up until the time of her death. And when I would go see her, what I like to do is just ask her questions and listen. Because of the knowledge that she had about history, about life. And so we should want to listen to people that have been there and done that. Like, if you need advice about raising your kids, maybe you don't come to me because I'm in the middle of raising my kids. Go to somebody who's already raised successful kids, right? And I'm not saying I couldn't help you a little bit, but so I have people in my life, my father, I have other people in my life, elders in our church that I'll call and say, hey, I need your advice on this, that have done it. They've been there and done that. We need to pay attention to that. We need to pay attention to that advice. We certainly, at the end of this verse says, do not despise them. Don't forget about them. They brought you into this world. We should love them and honor them and want to speak with them. The word listen here, you know what it means? It means to pay attention. Pay attention to them. More than just for financial advice, more for just to pay attention to them. Not to try to get something out of it, but keep in touch with them. Call them. Text them. If they don't live around here, I don't know. Whatever the deals are on camera where you can video chat them. I don't know what they're called. FaceTime or whatever. I don't know. Keep in touch with them. Take care of them. Be there for them. Guys, I see it's so sad. When I would go see my grandmother walking, and I know a lot of them maybe do have people that visit them, but our nursing homes, they're full of people that are just put in there and nobody cares about them. And nobody stays in touch with them. I don't know what we can do practically. I don't know. I need ideas. But we should be a church that is reaching out to people like that and caring for them and loving them if no one else is. I mean, isn't that what Crossroads does? Reaches out to people that society's thrown away. Isn't that what we do? I mean, we should be doing that. So listen, pay attention to your parents. Even if they repeat the same stories over and over. It's okay. Listen to them. Love them. Because one day you're going to think, man, I wish my parents were here. Don't despise them. You know, when my kids, I kind of aggravate them sometimes. I'll say, hey, you know, when they're upset with me about something, I'll say, you know, 30 years from now, you're going to say, I wish my dad was here to do that. And you know what they say? Well, we may say you wish you were here, but not to do that. That's what they say. So use the time that we have to honor our fathers and our mothers, and the people that are over us. In closing today, and because of Family Sunday, we're not going to have an invitation. We're going to go into communion here. But in closing, when we honor our parents, you know what we're doing? We're honoring God. We're being obedient to Him and His Word. He took this serious. This is one of the Ten Commandments. This is one of the Ten Commandments. It's listed all throughout Scripture. So my challenge for you today is Mother's Day's next weekend, and Father's Day will be a few weeks after that. But I challenge you today just to make sure your parents know how much they mean to you. Whether they've lived a righteous life, whether they're followers of Christ or not, doesn't matter. Take the time to tell the people that are above you and your parents that you love them and you care for them and you want to be there for them. And just let them know how much they mean to you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, today I thank you for your word, and Lord, it is it gives us an outline here and tells us what we should do in honoring our parents and the people that you've placed above us. So Lord, let us today be mindful of this as we leave today, and Lord, let us communicate just how much our parents mean to us, whether they deserve it or not. Whether they've made mistakes, we're going to make mistakes as parents. Just let them know by our actions and our words, let us live righteously for you and let us honor our parents. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to ask our elders to come this morning. We're going to take communion at this time. Our elders and one deacon, please. Let me say this morning that we don't require that you be a member at Crossbridge, just that you've made a public profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So you don't have to be a member of this church to take communion with us. You just have to have made a public profession of faith. Before we do this, we always want to take some time to point out just how significant this time is and how important this time is. I've been talking to you guys before this, when we take communion, about looking ahead and the joy that we are going to have when Christ returns, or that when we go to see him, and how awesome that's going to be. I've been talking to you about that. Today I want you to take some time before we do this, and I want you to think back. I want you to think back on your life, your old life, before you were a believer. I want you to think about the sin that you lived in, the wickedness of your life, the evil things that you had done. Now I want you to think about if Jesus didn't do what he did, where would you be today? Where would you be today? You'd be a walking dead person, dead in your sins, because of our transgressions. And we should praise God this morning for sending his son Jesus, that he was willing to die for us. I want you to focus today on looking back on your life and thanking God for the sacrifice that he made on the cross for you. We're also told by Paul in 1 Corinthians 11, 27 through 30. I want to read these verses to you today. It says, "Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of Christ. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. This is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died." We talked to the youth about this morning. Paul is giving a warning here. He's given a warning here. He's saying, listen up. Don't do this if you have unconfessed sin in your life. If you are not a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, don't take communion this morning. Don't take it. Because you could be drinking judgment upon yourself by being ill or even death. This is also a time where we take to spend a couple of minutes in prayer of repentance, quiet repentance to ourselves. We're repenting of our sins, confessing our sins before God, and thanking him for what he did for us. So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and take a couple of minutes here. All God's people said, amen. All right, so scripture tells us in Matthew chapter 26 that Jesus had gathered with his disciples to celebrate Passover. And it says in verse 26, as they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Alan, would you please pray? As we're passing this out this morning, you can spend some time in prayer. I will also tell you that the bread is underneath the grape juice. So we will start with the bread today. Full one to the back in the hall. We're going to start with the bread this morning. Jesus said, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. I want to read to you the next scripture here. It's in Matthew 26, 27. It says, and he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink it, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins. Take ye and drink. The next set of verses says that they left singing a hymn. So we want to do that today. So if you would stand with me. And Tristan's going to lead us in Amazing Grace, and then you will all be dismissed. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saves.